Welcome everybody to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinell and me, Susie Mazzoli. And this is our special little quick 30-minute program on the new year 2021. We welcome you with open arms. So Pam's going to jump in with our astrology and then I'm going to come back in with our meditation. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Pam.
Okay, yes. Well, there's a lot to pack in 15 minutes, which anyone who's read when I blog or heard me speak know that I have a lot more information. And of course, hopefully you are all listening to our weekly forecasts on, what is it? Oh, it's called ActiveSpirituality.life, which you can find on podcast things. So those of you who heard me talk about the winter solstice 2020 and the onset of Jupiter Saturn into the sign of Aquarius, I'm just going to touch on that a bit because it has a big effect on what's going on in 2021 and beyond. So Jupiter expands, can be reckless, kind of drives ahead without necessarily looking at signposts or where it's going, and is fearless, whereas Saturn's about fear, limitation, practical matters, how you make the thing work. So when these two planets come together in the same sign at 0 degrees, basically what's happening is they're starting a foundation for a new rollout of what affects us the next 20 years. In this case, what happened at the winter solstice is that it also was the onset of air sign energy in these two planets when they come together every 20 years, which means that over the next roughly 140, 200 years, we're going to really be feeling the influence of the Aquarian age, of the time of innovation, collaboration, communication. So here we are, 2021, on the precipice, and we're enjoying a New Year's Eve that can have a very different feel. And we can look at it creatively in ways, well, what can New Year's Eve and New Year's Day really be? I mean, yes, it can just be a turn of the calendar year, or it can be a time when we take the echo energy of what happens at the spring equinox, but use it now at this in-between the quarters time and reflect on what it is that we want to create in the next year, really, without the champagne and the fireworks and the partying. Not that one can't do that, but it's really more a time of shedding layers and moving into the next arena, the next year. And this particular New Year's Eve energy with the moon in the sign of Cancer, just coming off of the last full moon of 2020, seems to really talk about looking at everything we've learned with how we project ourselves out in the world in a status career, what we're doing, how we're making our mark energy, and how that reflects back on home, sign of Cancer. And this particular moon is well aspected to take the energetic thrust and move forward in the way you want to. So I invite us all to consider this New Year's Eve, which astrologically, we look more at equinoxes, solstices, the quarter points, lamas, etc., Beltane, to determine course of the arc of the celestial energy, but it still has a resonance for us. And I think one of the major reasons is because when we look at numerology, we are leaving a 4-year and we're entering a 5. So the 4-year is about work, it's about structure, it's very Saturn imagery. And if you know tarot, it's the number of the emperor. So it's a square, it's what's solid, it's what we manifest, what we create. And I think of the pandemic as something we all manifested. We didn't intend to, it wasn't what we wanted to do, but it's almost as though with everyone kind of moving around, and when I say everyone, I'm not talking about the enlightened individuals who are listening to our broadcast, but I am suggesting that we get very influenced by the seduction of what's real. And what's real, of course, is an illusion, because what's really real resides in each of us as an energetic source, which we can tap into in a vibratory way when we meditate, when we connect, as we do the activation later with Susie. So we're leaving that 4 year of what the pandemic has taught us. It's brought us down to earth in a very solid way. The illusions that we move around with, how we run on the street, we run on mass transit, we fly in airplanes, and we don't necessarily consider the energetic impact we have as we move so quickly without being present. So this 4 year has really been teaching us to be present. It's also interesting in Chinese astrology, it's the year of the rat, and it still will be for a few more weeks until we move into the Chinese calendar. And when we hit that point in February, we'll be going into the metal ox, which maybe Susie and I will talk about from her Buddhist orientation as well. So I find it interesting that we're entering a 5 year. Let me talk a little more about that, because five is in tarot, it's the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is the card energy that reminds us that we need no mediator to touch higher power, God energy, whatever you want to call the great source. We are part of it. And so the five, which is connected to the five-pointed star, when you think of the Da Vincian, Vitruvian man, it's all about how we have the essence of celestial energy within us. So we're all part of this great cosmos. And when we lose that sense of the true reality, we can feel very small, very alienated, very limited, and stuck, and unable to expand. So in this year of five, we enter a place that's really teasing out the creative. The fifth house in astrology is the natural house of Leo. And Leo, the divine child energy, invites us to play. What's also fascinating from an astrological perspective is as we enter the true Aquarian age, we are leaving this time of celebration of, it's the polarity energy. So Aquarius, the opposite sign is Leo. So Leo is all about the kings, the rulers, the celebrities, the people who are standouts. And Aquarius is about collective, community, humanity, how we work together to create the worlds in which we live. So I see the pandemic as having been a great teacher. And where we're going is so much about, as we're in 2021, which it does not have the heavy hits and big strokes of the celestial pictures that 2020 had. However, it still has, things are moving. We're still moving in that evolutionary spiral. So one of the things I consider important when I look at the initiation of 2021 is that Mars had conjuncted Saturn in March before Mars conjuncted Jupiter. And what happened in March? Of course, we started to go through lockdown. The world got smaller. Mars and Saturn in traditional astrology or Vedic astrology are considered the great malefics, bad energy. I don't really consider it bad energy. It's just, it's hard. It's a challenge. Mars has us bring up parts of ourselves that need to assert itself and move forward in an aggressive way. And Saturn is about, as I said earlier, limitation and making something, bringing it down to earth, making it real. So what are we making real at this point in time? And as Mars moves, it's now moving into the sign of Taurus next week. It's been in Aries very fast once it went direct. And it goes into Taurus, and Taurus is a fixed sign, and it's going to be in hard aspect to that 0 degrees point of Jupiter and Saturn. When it happens, it's going to be January 7th, which is around the time that in the United States, the Electoral College is being challenged. So yes, if you want a deeper dive into the year ahead, I'm going to do a video and blog on it. But this is just an introduction of how we forewarned or forearmed and realized that there will be strife and division and people who are moving backwards in a sense of fear. But the same way we encourage a child or an animal to move forward and realize something is safe, that's where we are energetically as we move into 2021. So 2021, I'm just glancing at my notes, has the usual action with Mercury will be retrograde 3 times. End of January is when the first one happens in Aquarius. So it seems to once again invite in, what have we learned? Where are we going? What is it we want to configure with new innovations? Because innovations in themselves can be very exciting. For instance, a lot of people have been leaning forward, waiting for the vaccination against COVID. But there are so many other factors with what occurs, anything that's innovative. And how does it roll out? How do we track it? How do we make sure it's safe and which populations get it? And that already is hitting a lot of stops as we end 2020. So other innovations that come forward, which will be in technology, robotics, more electronic communication, things we can't even really visualize yet today, or maybe some of us can. What's so important is to think in terms of what is the overall best thing for the world ahead of us. Because when we do that, we create an amazing tomorrow. And we don't want to be held back by a sense of fear or shoulds or things that hold us back from true evolution and what's possible. So by the end of the year, Jupiter will enter the sign of Pisces. And what's interesting about that, as Jupiter moves into 2022 and Saturn will still be hovering close to the mid cycle of its trip through Aquarius, but 2.5 years, is that when Jupiter leaps into Pisces, it will eventually run and Neptune is in Pisces. And I'm not going to go too deeply into 2022, but Neptune is the highest octave of love. So if we do our work over 2021 And Saturn starts to implement and put into shape whatever the possibilities are that Jupiterian energy invites in. That as we move to 2022, we can really be leaping into higher octaves of love because Jupiter expands. Neptune can also be about confusion. So once again, we must think in terms of being warriors for the promise of what we want to create and be clear about it, whatever it is that your intention or wish is. And this also is coming to the last couple of years with Pluto in the sign of Capricorn, which Pluto, it's irrevocable transformation. It destroys things and leaves basically fertile ground for what comes up next. So we determine this. This is it's a creative year. No longer will we be feeling as kind of deer in the headlights or stymied as we did in 2020. We will be seeing a lot of forward movement, and where we put our energy and drive is what's going to create the best tomorrow. So Susie, I've talked a bit. Are you still there?
I am here, ready okay. to take off and ready to be in those higher octaves of love. Absolutely.
Atta girl. Like
everybody else, I'm sure. So thank you so much, Pam. And as everyone knows, Pam offers a really accurate, precise reading every week, forecast every week. So please join us. And it's totally free now. So couldn't be better. And we're very easily available on Podbean. So please come and join us. So now we're going to jump into the meditation. And as many of you know that are on the call that know me well and know how we work, it's really quite a bit of an activation. So I invite you to just find a place of stillness. I'm going to go off video so I'm not distracting in any way. And I'm going to put up my beautiful picture of Chenrezig, the Buddha of compassion. So I invite you to, if you can, to place yourself where you can sit in an upright position, where your head is facing up and your feet down, so that you're sitting in a very straight-backed way. That's the best way to do meditation because of the energy, of course, of the nervous system and the spine. And then you can just slightly tip your head in towards the chest, close your eyes. It's good if your body's in a symmetrical position, like uncross your legs. If you're sitting in a chair, if you're in lotus, that's fantastic. But just try and have everything nice and open and free. If you like, you can put the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. That also activates the third eye. Closing our eyes and just take a moment to fully arrive in the meditation. Taking a few deeper breaths and we arrive. And now just imagine a white column of light inside your body that reaches from the top of your head all the way down inside your body to your tailbone. And visualize now that beautiful column of white light reaching down into the heart of the earth, to the heart of the mother. And imagine that you are plugging into the earth energy field, into the electromagnetic field, into that continuously streaming field of energy. And from that heart of the earth, see that there are billions of others, billions of white ribbons of luminescent light reaching up through the layers of earth, reaching up to each and every individual, just like yourself. Each person connected, anchored to the heart of the earth. And because we're all coming from this same place, we're all connected to each other. Each of us, radiant, vibrant, and unique. Each of us individual. And just now for a moment, just become aware of yourself. Become aware of your individuality. And deepen the respect for yourself. Celebrate your individuality and really let your you-ness, let that you-ness, your unique quality come to the surface. This is a time now when our unique individual voices are maturing, whether we're 2, 22, 82, all of us on earth now, we're in this place of true maturation of the unique individual. We're getting kind of comfortable in our own skin. We're learning to be ourselves, our true self, different from others in so many ways. Celebrate that. And see all of these white ribbons of light connecting to the many billions of individuals, each totally unique and special. And see the respect growing. See us all respecting each other, respecting the diversity, respecting the individuality. And in that, see yourself maturing, deepening, and taking full responsibility for your greatness, your greatness. Each and every single human being right now on the planet has something to offer, something to give for the greater good, something special and truly unique, each and every single person. And from all of these unique beings now, we make change. We come together, we collaborate. We come together as a collective, as humanity. We very ever so gracefully and gratefully disassemble that which is no longer viable, the systems, the hierarchies, the perspectives, the ways of being. And together we create our future. And feel that movement, feel the change. Every single cell in your body is constantly moving and changing. Feel how your biology, your spirituality, your intellect is constantly flexible and adaptable. You become more limber. You become more like a pretzel. You can stretch way beyond the limits that you think you have set for yourself. Feel that movement. Welcome. Welcome the change. And whenever we feel uncomfortable, what do? We move. I feel uncomfortable. I need to move. So as we feel uncomfortable, if our world is uncomfortable, our position is uncomfortable, our view is uncomfortable, this is a huge opportunity for us to move and to change, to welcome the innovation, to welcome the creativity, to welcome the play. And it's all mind. It's all about creating space, the air, the movement. So let's allow the mind to truly be engaged. Part of the maturation process of allowing that brilliant mind to come to the fore, to really use it, to expand, to deepen, to become even more clever, even more wise, even more learned, even more, stretching way beyond our limits. And as we're stretching, everyone, every single human being is being called now to adapt, to change, to grow. And as you see yourself growing, stretching, see how you do it, and then see how you can help others do it too. How can I help others grow? Who needs water? Who needs food? Who needs shelter? Who needs sunlight? Become the one that brings the water. Become the one that opens the window. Become the one that lets in the sunlight. We meditate now together. We're visualizing, imagining. We are using our minds, the first tool of manifestation. And as we come together as a powerful group of individuals for the collective, for humanity, we send ripples out to all beings everywhere on this eve. We visualize and hope for, imagine and manifest and bring into being a world of boundless potential for all people, of all backgrounds, all genders, all regions, all nations, all colors, all religions, all people of all ages, all beings. A world of openness, of honesty, of transparency, of respect and understanding, of generosity and kindness, of innovation and of creativity, of intelligence and wisdom, of reasoning and equality, of justice, virtue, of collaboration, of prosperity and abundance, harmony and peace, of compassion for all people, all beings, all creatures, great and small, for all of Mother Earth, her skies, her waters, her air, her ground. Together, we create our future of universal peace. And gently feel yourself sending out these ripples to all beings everywhere, always. Sending out luminescence, sending out space for growth, sending loving kindness. And feel the space around you, every atom vibrating with joy. Every atom vibrating at the highest octaves of peace. And taking a few gentle breaths, sending this energy to every cell of your body, and with a few gentle breaths, sending this vibrant energy to all beings everywhere, for the highest good of all. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. This meditation will be going out to you on our podcast. Pam and I wish you, obviously, a wonderful, happy, brilliant new year. And we very much hope that we will be able to share with you again our weekly podcast. And much, much love. Thanks, everybody. See you next year.
Blessings. Happy New Year.
Blessings, Happy New Year to everyone, and to thank you so much for giving us some hope and insight as we go into the 21 and know how to focus. Thank you for the lovely, for making this possible, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
Bless you all.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.